My friend A.E. Kugelman speaking. Every once in a while, Bill, he told me, I run into some uptown guy, some cat who begins with, why do I waste my time in the village? The saloons are dirty, the girls are creeps, Bohemia is essentially a conformist idea, etc., etc. The latest of these was a dizzy millionaire I ran into last week, and he tells me he can't stand it unless I'd let him show me the action uptown. We agreed to meet in what turns out to be a velvet-lined armpit in the East 60s. The stud's name is Vanner. He arrives a little late, more than a little loaded. He's got the standard uptown animal with him. Taller than him, blonde, of course. A certain deadhead serenity, a mink tint, and a southern accent. Vanner himself is wearing an apricot-colored shirt and a tie that instantly lowers real estate values for two blocks around. He glitters and winks with sharp metallic lights, and in fact, he's encrusted all over with little bits of metal. Gold cufflinks, gold ring on the finger, a gold pin at the collar, another on the tie. A gold watch and a gold metal strap on his wrist. A gold keychain clamps onto the gold metal mesh of his big buckle belt. He's the kind of man who laughs a lot, you hip? Well, 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 he ha-has when we meet. Now you're going to see what you've been missing. Forget those sawdust saloons, boy. This is first class. He immediately orders too much to drink, and he shouts for the fiddle player to come over. Just stand right here and play Deep Purple till I tell you to stop. And here, Vanner shoves some folding money in the fiddler's breast pocket. Here's a picture of my father, so he'll remember me. He makes the fiddler drink a glass of champagne. And you, waiter, have a drink too. $5, you drink another glass. Next, Vanner begins on me about how everyone downtown was conforming to the idea of being broke. No need to be poor, boy, he shouts at me. Want a cigar? Have a cigar. Drink something. Drink, you bastard, and enjoy yourself. Don't worry about the money. Money is what I got. There's all the money you want in America today. Money for anyone who wants it. Anyone who's not too lily-livered and pure to go for it. Anyone who's man enough to go for it. I get up for an intermission, Bill, and go into the can and ask the guy in there for some aspirin. He smiles at me like we're conspiring to commit bigamy, and he slips me two pills. I swallow them, wash my face with cold water, and come out for a round two. Waiters are running toward the table as I come back. Vanner is wild. He's laughing, flushed, red with booze and victory. He's got one hand stuck way up in the air, held up, clutching an immense wad of money. Money is squirting out his fingers, dollars floating like autumn leaves around him, getting into the fiddler's eyes, falling among the champagne glasses, sliding to the floor under Vanner's feet. His other arm is around the blonde's neck, the fingers remembering on their own to get their money's worth, working out on the blonde's pearly flesh like directed by eyes of their own. The running waiters are kneeling all around Vanner, picking up his money for him. His breath is coming in long, rapturous sighs. He won't even bother to take the stuff from the waiters. They give the money to the blonde. Surprisingly, she's cool.
Now, honey, don't get excited, you all. Don't lose all this. Behave yourself, hear?
She's crooning at him, shoving the green into his bulging pockets.
Now, don't excite yourself, honey.
Money, money,
Vanner is saying, his voice hoarse, just a gust of breath.
Money is like a woman. You give yourself to money, for better or for worse, and money gives herself to you. She's proud, money. She wants marriage, boy, no flirtations, and she has to marry a real man. You got to be man enough to love her before she'll give herself to you. That's why my women get so hot when I give them money. When I give money, it's like another man gives love.
Waiter, waiter, he suddenly roars. The check, the check. Waiter, add $10 for yourself. Waiter, make it $100. Waiter, cheat me, it doesn't matter. Waiter, you poor bastard, I've got money. Cheat me, it doesn't matter. Ha, ha, ha.
We go outside and wait for a cab. The snow begins. Vanner runs down the street after the doorman, whistling and waving his wad in the air, yelling for a taxi. Suddenly, he's back, jumping out the back seat of a hack, still brandishing a fistful of tens and fifties. "See? Money bought a taxi," he shouts. "Money buys anything." The blonde giggles a little, but waits in her slow, creamy way for him to hold the door open for her. He puts his arm up around her neck and pulls her head down to him. He licks her throat. He bites her ear. Rapturously, Vanner kisses her full lips.
"Money's got sex appeal," Vanner screams. "Money, it is sex."
And as the girl leans forward, stooping in front of him to go in through the low taxi door, Vanner suddenly hoists her skirts and, laughing uproariously, throws perhaps $1,000 between her magnificent nylon legs.